Before we start today's show, you guys should know we do an exclusive episode just for subscribers of the Gas Digital Network. That's right, our Friday episode is exclusively for subscribers, so not only do you get over 1,000 episodes that are ad-free, uncensored, and not available anywhere else in the world, but you also get a bonus episode of the Real Ass Podcast every single week.
If you want to try out the network, use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, today. Get a 7-day free trial. If you like it, keep it and get access to the archives, uncensored episodes, ad-free, and again, that bonus episode once a week.
Plus extra member benefits like access to the Racist Live Chat and discounts on tickets to live events. The brand new Gas Digital Network. So go to gasdigital.com or download the apps for both Apple and Android.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Oh, hello. Happy Ramadan.
Oh, is that what this is?
Hello. I'm celebrating Ramadan. I'm officially fasting. I'm doing a 3-day fast in support of my Muslim brothers and sisters. Fuck the Jays. This one will be demonetized.
You mean Oakerson.
Big J Oakerson. Yay.
Big J. I mean, that is a very rude person to fast for.
Welcome to the show. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, the king of things. You can keep the music on, guys. I like a little bit of a music bed while I introduce the show, folks. What are we doing here? You guys just jump the gun all the time. What's the problem with these bits? This is also f***ing dope, this beat. He is the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. It's a Monday on the Real Ass Podcast. Two incredible guests. The whole week, I just found out as I was promoting this, whole week of all white male guests.
Yes.
Right.
Huge. That's huge, baby boys. I mean, come on, we rarely do a full week. These days, with all the blacks and girls out there, it's rarely we even get a full day, a full show with two white male guests.
Have we ever had a black girl on this show?
Black girl on the show? Yamanika back in the day.
Yeah.
Back in the day, but
back
that was
way
it.
Back though.
Yeah, we learned our lesson. Two incredible guests today, ladies and gentlemen. You know him and love him from the Wrestle Roasts podcast and Out for Smokes. Scott Chaplin back on the show.
What up, gang?
He's on fire.
Oh, what up? How you feeling, man?
Chilling, man.
What a fun weekend, right?
Fun weekend.
What a
Providence,
dumb,
Rhode
fun
Island.
Weekend, yeah.
Scott coming out and killing it.
Oh, it's lovely.
Special
dude.
Guest feature the whole weekend. What a blast! Shout out to everyone in the New England area that came out to those shows. Some of the best fans in comedy. Those blue collar fucking assholes. Where it's a it's a big deal for them. Come out on a Friday night. The kids are, they got a babysitter for the kids. It's a big fucking deal.
Yeah, it was awesome.
You know?
Too fun.
Also, from his new podcast, What About Rob? How many fucking podcasts do you got?
I'm in demand.
Just pick a lane, do a podcast, and then figure it out. Get people to watch it, and then fucking
watch it.
Then you know.
I'm multi-hyphenate. I'm a jack of all trades.
Yeah. You're a jack off of all trades.
I jack off all gays.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Robbie Goodwin is back on the show.
What's up, everybody?
What's up, kid?
Hey, how's it going? Good to be here.
Very excited to have you back on the show.
Happy Ramadan, my brother.
Happy Ramadan.
Ramadan. Rub my dong.
They don't like that.
Yeah, you know?
They don't like that. That's very disrespectful towards the Ramadanians.
Yeah.
But I am on a. I'm doing my first ever 3-day fast, and I'm already starving.
It sucks.
What's the 3-day aspect?
72 hours.
Oh, okay.
So you can't eat for 72 hours.
72 hours.
Jeez.
And that's supposed to reset something?
Apparently, they say it's good to you do this a couple times a year to get rid of fucking cancer or to prevent cancer. They say that's the main reason why I wanted to do it. But I've just been so fat. I got a vacation coming up in a month, and I'm so fat, and I wanted to just reset my system, recalculate everything, recalibrate everything, and then I'm bringing my son's stepfather on vacation with us, and he's he's a personal trainer. He's jacked. I can't look like a fat piece of shit on the beach next to him.
This is a very sitcom premise, yeah.
Yeah.
My son's stepfather is more jacked than me.
How's the king of Queens going to lose this weight?
1 3/5 men.
Yeah. Oh, come, on. Come on. He's... Yeah, but no, he's like, fucking, you know, we're going to be on the beach throwing like the ball around and the frisbee around. He's going to be fucking running down the beach looking all glistening and fucking beautiful. I'm so fucking flabby and shitty. Oh, goddamn.
Maybe your buoyancy will like save your son or something.
Maybe.
I don't know. There's
dude.
Always a twist.
Your yeah, he tries to save my son. He just falls. He goes straight to the bottom
of
the
ocean. Well, yeah, because he's black, so he'll drown.
Hey, why don't we go for a
swim?
Yeah,
his abs are great, but let's go swimming in the deep end.
I'm just going to keep on suggesting things that I'm better than him at.
I have an idea. How about snorkeling, everybody, as a family?
Guys, math competition, real quick.
A shark won't eat him because they'll think he's whale.
Yeah. Oh my god.
What the fuck?
Jesus Christ. Look, we have an incredible show planned today. I'm very excited about today's show. It's a Monday show. Mondays are always my favorite day of the week. I'm officially a crypto trader. My life has been this whole weekend in Providence, I just stare at my phone and my Coinbase like an addict, like a psychopath. And I don't know anything that's happening. I'm just watching the number go up and down. It's really
it's literally like gambling, right?
It's not healthy.
Yeah.
It's not healthy at all.
Yeah.
I ended up buying a meme coin.
Which one? Doge.
What is it called? It's called Munk.
Munk?
Munk.
But like can you see it? Because memes are like a visual thing.
I don't know what it fucking is.
You just have
it.
Why did you buy this one?
It hasn't even been sent to my account yet. I might have been ripped off.
Yeah.
My buddy hit me up on Saturday morning. He's like,
what a dumb mook.
Yeah,
I thought that was a
mook.
Stepdad's name.
A mook meme.
Dude, fucking, I posted a picture of the meme on Instagram. Shannon, I don't know if you saw it. I know Jorge saw it because he mentioned it to me. But I don't know shit about it. My buddy hit me up on Saturday morning and he's like, dude, he was like, you want to do some crazy? And I'm like, sure. He was like, send me this much Solana and we're going to send it to this random wallet on Twitter. And he was like, 25% of the time, 30% of the time, this is a person that's literally just some fucking Indian dude just ripping you off and just collecting hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars. So we'll see.
Why don't you be the Indian? Like, make friends with the Indian guy.
I think
not
it's
your
a real
to put money into an Indian guy.
In my mind, like, if I got ripped off, if this, I wouldn't even contact the authorities. Who would I even contact? Who is the person? Do I call 911? Be like, yeah, I gave some guy.
Yes, will be right over, Mr. Gomez. I'm not the same guy.
Oh no, this is 711.
I knew I shouldn't have called tech support for my crime.
Dougie, who do you call if I got ripped? It was $1,000. That's what I put
unplug
in.
The Bitcoin and plug it back in.
This seems like a problem on your end. Maybe you should invest.
I
more money.
This is your refrigerator, right?
I would recommend buying more if I.
So $1,000 you might be out. Yeah, that's something you usually call your parents and but you can't do that.
What my buddy put in $40,000.
Wow.
He was like, I'm putting in $40,000. So I was like, you're out of your fucking mind, dude. But you know,
he's a moneymaker.
Yes, guy makes fucking money specifically trading crypto. I gave everyone a tip on the show, and I looked it up. It was on the 30th, or the day after this. It was the 30th of January is when he gave me this tip. And I came in, I fucking said, buy Solana, buy Bitcoin. If you would have you would have doubled your money if you would have invested the day that I gave this tip. That I got this tip and gave this tip. And I don't know what any of it means.
Now, do you think this guy is using you as a conduit?
Maybe.
To blow up the stocks he wants?
I don't know.
Because he knows you're going to say it, and then your fans are going to buy it.
None of these people, these people are poor. They have no money. They're not buying anything. I have no money. I'm not buying enough to fucking change the game here. Like, right. I'm buying a very little bit. But I have basically emptied my savings.
That's why you're fasting.
You should have just pulled out a real gun at that point.
I've basically emptied my entire savings into
cryptocurrency. What a funny thing to do in 2024.
But I'm up. Hey. I'm up right now. I called Ralph. Ralph just walked in. I was like, Ralph, how much money do we have in the gas digital bank?
No.
I was like, we need to get Solana, Bitcoin right now, baby. And if we got a little bit, we could buy this fucking Munk and get a little crazy.
I don't think you could do that anymore.
Let's play a little fast and loose.
I don't think it matters how much money you make. You're not allowed to buy.
The way your eyes lit up when you were talking about this, I'm like, this guy should not be investing in anything.
No.
You're like Sandler in Uncut Gems.
I am an addict. I'm trying to put more money onto Coinbase right now, and they will not allow me to. They're saying that I have insufficient funds. This is a lie. I looked at my funds. I have slightly more.
Sufficient enough.
I have slightly more than I'm trying to spend right now. So I don't know what they're talking about.
If you don't call your next special insufficient fun.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Maybe I'll get into crypto. This seems like a roller coaster. This seems like a wild ride.
It is such a fucking wild ride. I feel like my life is living in a casino.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just sitting there and just blinking lights just constantly in my face. And I listen to like crypto news YouTube channels. It's all that's going on. It's literally like they're speaking.
Oh, they're fucking losers.
Dude, it's like they're speaking another language. I don't know what they're saying.
I really like Hey Arnold. I'm like a big fan of Hey Arnold. So I'm like, I'm going to contact the cast and have them on my podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
And like two of them I reached out to are just crypto podcasters.
Really?
Now.
For real?
Yeah. Harold and
Kumar.
Harold and Kumar. Harold and Kumar's scam Louis J. Gomez.
Yeah, it was really Kumar.
It was Kumar.
Harold and Stanky Peterson.
Let's see. McGrumpy the God says Louis has insufficient brain cells. Jorge Pedro says we are competitively compensated for our work at Gas Digital. Thank you, Jorge. You just earned a fucking raise, and I swear on my fucking son's life, you got a raise just now.
Wow.
You just got a fucking raise.
Why don't you just give him a portion of your meat?
No way. Fuck that, dude. Boy, you
get go to the moon.
Give him some moon.
Go to the moon.
Give him some moon.
Boy, you get a raise? You get a raise or you get a little bit of moon? You choose. You want the moon? He wants the goddamn moon. You know he wants the moon.
Oh, boy.
He's going on vacation with Lewis.
Yeah.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now. What, Shannon? What?
I also wanted to say I've been compensated well. No,
yeah, now you want to say it afterwards.
That's not, that wasn't
after
it.
After the fucking fact, you
want
to say it.
I also want a raise, please.
No, that wasn't it.
Yeah, it's psychotic.
There are ways to possibly recover funds if you've been scammed.
Ooh,
with cryptocurrency.
No, that's not possible. I'll tell you. I wouldn't even try. I wouldn't even attempt it. God, what's a long ass process?
Oh, so I'm going to real high overview. There are three different ways. Local law enforcement. Financial regulatory.
Yo, Shannon
Brooklyn.
Is so funny. There's some things you could do. Call the cops. Thanks, Shannon.
Wait, who the fuck is crypto? Oh, crypto, that Puerto Rican guy over in the Bronx? Oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah, he's fucking arrested him. Don't worry about
it. You call your uncle who's in Long Island PD.
What would they do? What would be their first step? He's like, he grabs his gun. He's like,
yeah, get this mook.
NYPD.
They just arrest a kid hopping the turnstile. Like, yeah, we took care of it. Don't worry about it.
They call it a rug, and what happens is, and
it gets pulled out from under you.
Gets pulled out from under you, and you literally have nothing. This guy's collected over $7 million.
Guy's flying away on that rug right now. Yep, with your
magic
money.
Carpet, baby.
This guy, but I mean, he's still tweeting. Why would if he ripped us off? Why would he still be tweeting? That's what I say. Now he's just mocking us. Ooh, this monk.
Yeah, that fucking FTX guy kept tweeting, and then I think he actually got like a court order to stop.
Sam
Bankman Fried, yeah, because he just kept tweeting too much.
Their tweets like influence the market?
Well, he just kept trying to tweet himself out of it. He was like, here's actually why I'm innocent, and blah, 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 blah. And he kept saying stuff that, like, implicated him in the case or something like that. So then he had to stop tweeting.
Gypsy Rose deleted all her social media.
Oh, really? Why?
Advice of her attorney, I believe.
Oh, but she was going to the MOOC. She got a whole new fan base.
I think it made her look bad for her parole officer that she was like,
yeah,
obviously didn't feel bad about the crime.
she's
living her best life.
Wasn't she like with wrestlers and stuff? Like,
yeah, she was in AEW, got pictures backstage.
Did you see Kurt Angle with the real life Peter Griffin?
Yes, I did.
That's amazing.
Dude, that made me sad. So, man.
I was like, why are you excited to meet this loser?
Yeah,
the fucking Peter guy. Yeah.
Let's see. John Newman says another promised raise from Lewis. It means absolutely nothing. Ask Shannon, Natalie, and Alex. Shannon and Natalie, does a promised raise from me mean absolutely nothing? I want to know if it means nothing. A promised raise.
A promised raise is sometimes from a blue chew pill, right?
Yes. Actually, 10% more kratom. On
I got a promised raise, Shannon. Come over here.
I mean, what is it? Shannon, have you been talking shit behind my back?
Absolutely not.
Because this is wild.
Absolutely, I have not.
This is wild.
I will say that I will take responsibility in that all of the times you've said it on the show and sworn on your son, I have not followed up.
Yeah.
So it's my fault.
If I've ever promised you a raise, I have no idea how many times I promised you a raise, but if you haven't followed up and said, hey, can I have a raise? You're a fucking moron. You don't deserve a raise because you're not worthy of a raise for not even getting, you didn't get the raise. That's crazy. What do you think when I just throw out, Jorge, let me ask you a question. Does Jorge think now, I swear my
Probably
son's
not.
Life, you get a raise. Yeah, I swear my son's life you get a raise. Does he think now that it's in the fucking books and that Natalia, our accountant, is now giving him a raise? Or does he think he has to come back to us and say, hey, dude, yeah, I do want a raise. What are the parameters of it? What is the deal? Let's set that up. Yeah, it's on him now. 100%.
I kind of see it as when you say, oh, Shannon, cut this part out in the middle of the show, but you don't really mean it. That's
no,
how,
if I ever say
I
I'm really, if I ever, the way I said it to Jorge now, which is I swear on my son's life. No crosses counts. Hands up in the air. Okay? Because sometimes I'll cross my fingers.
No Texas backs.
No crosses counts. Yeah, I swear to God. I really mean that. Jorge just got a raise. I swear to God.
Why do you do this?
But Jorge.
You already said you like put all your money somewhere else.
No, no, it's okay. I personally can't give him a raise. All of my money's tied up in cryptocurrency scams.
One morning of not eating.
Wait till he gets angry tomorrow.
Dude, I'm freaking out. My mind is melting.
I love it.
That's why they do the tax, you know, all that fasting.
All right, let's take a moment and thank FactorMeals.com for supporting today's show. Factor Meals is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, and they can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You're going to save time, energy, and you're going to eat well and stay on track while reaching your goals.
Their fresh, never-frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes. All you got to do is heat and enjoy. They have great meals like bruschetta shrimp risotto, green goddess chicken, grilled steakhouse filet mignon. They've got lunches. They've got breakfast. They've got snacks. And they can help you with any of your dietary restrictions.
Yeah, seriously, if you're keto or if you're vegan or whatever else it is, they have options for you. They make it easy. If you're a person that's on the go, living by yourself, or maybe you don't have a whole family to cook for, this is a affordable, better way to do things. All you got to do to try it out is go to factormeals.com/RAP or use the promo code RAP50 when you check out. You're going to save 50% off on your order today. This is a great deal. 50% off. Try it out. You're going to love it. It's already affordable. Save 50% off with promo code RAP50 at factormeals.com/RAP50. All right, where were we? Joel Alborna says, Lewis, shut the fuck up. All you do is bitch. Shannon, I want you to time out Joel Alborna's for 3 full minutes. 3 full minutes. Let him know that I have the power to do that at any given time. I'm starving, Joel Alborna's. Okay, cocksucker, you want to fucking come at me today, bitch? Let's go.
Is it Joel Arbuckle? Is that what you said?
No, no, no. Joe Albornoz. Joel.Albornoz. Oh, he said sorry already. You know what, Shannon? let him hang tight. Yeah. Okay. Let him hang tight. He's okay. Albornoz is the fucking man. Mr. Grumpy the God just said, fuck you, Gomez. He now gets his fucking 3 minute timeout. Sit there, Grumpy the God. Think about what you just fucking did. Let's do our goddamn plugs. We haven't even started the show. We haven't even started the show. Yeah. That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, you know?
What you plugging on, Robbie?
What About Rob podcasts comes out every Monday. We have a bunch of really good guests coming up. And I also do the Crowder Boys, a live stream with Dalton Pruitt and Crack Amico every Wednesday at 7. And yeah. And at Robbie Goodwin on social media, please. Thank you.
Yeah.
Love it. Scotty.
Oh, I'm on the road with Lewis this Friday in Red Bank. Come on down. It starts with like a V or something. Lewis will tell you. But that's and Zach. Oh, this is gonna be fucking awesome. And then Pottstown, PA this Saturday with Lewis. And are you there too?
Nope.
No, he's not. But oh boy, it's gonna be fun. And this is my podcast out for Smokes Wrestle Roast.
Sorry, one more plug. I'm doing Boston Comedy Club on April 6th and 7th. So please come to those.
Come
shows.
On out. Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm in Philly WrestleMania Sunday too. I got a show at noon with like Shayner and LaMare.
Come party. Nice. I miss LaMare.
Yeah, me too.
I'm on the road with Lewis and Scott. You can catch me in the next 2 weeks at the Vogel in Red Bank, and then I'll be in Philly the following weekend.
Yeah, live dates. Go to lewisofskanks.com to grab those tickets. Red Bank this Friday night. Pottstown, PA this Saturday. Then I got Philadelphia March 28th through 30th. The great Zach Amico is going to be on those shows as well.
28th is a live Real Ass Podcast.
Live Real Ass Podcast, bitches. Come out to the taping there. Then I'm going to be in the Funny Bone in St. Louis. American Comedy Company San Diego. I got Denver coming up. Lafayette, Louisiana coming up. Tacoma, Spokane. And a lot more dates that are being added right now to the set. A bunch of confirmed dates that are being added to the website as well. So keep on checking back and keep on listening to the show. If you guys are listening to this on YouTube or iTunes or anywhere else, you guys should know that we have a premium version of the show, an uncensored and ad-free version of the show, available at gasdigital.com. We also do a bonus episode every week on Fridays that is just for subscribers exclusively. You get access to over 1,000 episodes that are not available anywhere else. You can go listen to the archives, just entertain yourself for fucking weeks and weeks and weeks, and it supports us. Make sure you use the promo code RAP14, RAP14. It'll get you a 14-day free trial. That is a spring promo. We're just doing that for the next couple months. So if you guys want to try it out for 14 days instead of 7 days, now's your time. RAP14, use that promo code, get a free trial. And yeah, shout out to everyone in the Racist Live Chat right now, because that's the only way, that's a member benefit as well. You get access to the Racist Live Chat. Shout out to Steph Rye and Benny and the Jets and Sticky Buns and Kristen Lendbetter, new bitch in the chat.
Nice.
New woman in the chat. I haven't heard that name, but is she complaining about something? Fucking app is trash. Yeah, fuck you, Kristen. Fucking slut. Dirty bitch. Fucking dirty
ban
bitch.
Her.
She might get banned. I don't know, dude. I'm not, this ain't a fucking Racist Live Chat. You know, I'll just ban people. So, you know, yeah. you gotta bend the knee a little bit. If you're gonna come into the Race Live Chat, you can't just talk shit directly to me. It gets distracting. I'm hungry. I'm starving, dude. Can't even have edibles. I'm fucking shit. I can't even have edibles for the next 3 days. How infuriating is that?
You can smoke though.
I can smoke.
You think you'll be able to make it?
You ever smoke intense. And not eat? I don't think I've ever smoked and then like avoided.
I worked
eating.
Out today.
After smoking?
No, after smoking and without eating.
Oh, yeah.
And I was in the steam room. I don't think I'm going to be able to. That's going to be unsustainable for the next 3 days.
No.
I'm like shaking right now.
Damn. Can Muslim guys jerk off during Ramadan?
I actually don't know. I don't know if that's haram.
How long is Ramadan?
It's like a month.
Yeah, it's a month.
They got to fast for. No. How long do they fast
from
for?
Fucking
sun up to sundown, though.
Yeah.
That's you're nothing. Like, that's nothing. That's shit. 3 days is fucking hardcore parkour. Okay. How about that? Do that for a fucking. What's God's name?
Allah.
Allah.
Mm hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that sounds intense. That's like sun up to sun down is already very hard. So,
Shannon, have you ever done anything like this?
I have fasted before.
How long have you fasted before?
That one time the check didn't clear from gas station.
I didn't want to fast, but I had to do it.
Yeah. Maybe 48 hours.
48 hours.
Crazy. Yeah.
Wow.
They did. It says that you can masturbate at night.
In Ramadan you're allowed to masturbate
at night. Wow.
But in the Muslim religion you're allowed to masturbate.
Very progressive.
Why did I feel like in Christian religion you're not allowed to masturbate?
Because they shame you.
I think Catholics you have to like do a Hail Mary.
I always felt very like God's watching me.
Yeah, for sure.
It's in the Bible. Better in the belly of a whore than spill your seed on the ground.
Yeah. So you're doing it right. You're always coming.
Really? Not forbidden.
Pig.
I guess you have to do it.
There's good reason for this, because the problem doesn't come from masturbation, which is neither good or bad. It's adulterous sexual fantasies that accompany it.
Wow.
So you could just mindlessly jerk off. That's actually psychotic.
Yeah,
you're
if
crazy.
You can jerk off without a thought
fucking
of
meditating.
Stop thinking of nothing, yeah. Just
and just come. Yeah. That's
10,
just
9,
daydreaming.
8, 7, 6.
That would be a crazy thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. So yeah, you're supposed to feel guilty about what you think about while masturbating, but I guess just like releasing the sexual fluid isn't a bad thing, I guess.
Yeah,
I guess that's what monkeys do, right? They just like jerk off.
But
right?
Monkeys, do you think they're fantasizing about shit? And do they actually release semen?
Monkeys probably think about
shit. Yeah, monkeys come.
Sport used to come.
Your dog.
My dog used to come.
Yeah.
He wasn't fixed, and he would just fucking keep on humping until he just
I don't think dogs
shot some ropes.
Yeah,
would he hump air?
He would hump air, dude.
Yeah.
This is how good it was to just hump the air.
Yeah.
This is how fucking much he would pleasure himself just by fucking pumping the air. Did he start to shoot ropes? I remember one time I grabbed him and was like, stop doing that. And he started shooting
like
ropes. Started shooting ropes on the carpet.
God.
And I picked him up and then he just started shooting ropes like
oh
a fucking...
Damn. Like a new weapon for combat.
Like a water pick.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Suit.
It was...
Yeah.
A dog's dick is very much like the same... the dog's cum is the same sort of strength of a water pick.
Sure, yeah.
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 So if you have something stuck in your teeth,
you can blow a dog. Yeah. You blow a dog if you have something stuck in your teeth.
What animals masturbate, Shannon? I don't want to get all Joe Rogan here, but what animals
wow.
masturbate, Shannon?
Can you believe that?
Yeah, apes definitely
I think
masturbate.
All of them.
Apes do.
No, not all animals masturbate. That's psychotic.
Well,
dolphins,
some of them,
anything that
centipedes
can.
Don't masturbate.
Dolphins, right?
Little fucking centipede with his 8 arms.
Well, yeah, dolphins.
Yeah. Spiders don't masturbate, yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks. They have 8 different options.
I know. Yeah, that's very true.
Shannon, what animals are
masturbate? Okay, I don't know if this is all of them, but this is a list of 9 animals that masturbate other than humans. Obviously, primates. Cetaceans. They don't have hands.
Jess is about to list nine words she can't say.
Crustaceans. Whales and dolphins. That's whales what those and are.
Whales. How does a whale masturbate? What could it possibly do?
Sometimes.
That's my ex-wife.
It says
sometimes. Sometimes the ocean current might feel like that pump on the pool, you know, when you're on the side of a pool.
Is that the blowhole? Is that them beating off?
No.
It says that rubbing their genitals on things, the sea floor, the walls of tanks, other animals.
Oh, yeah, like fallen ships.
It also says that they've seen male bottlenose dolphins who reportedly wrapped a live eel around his penis.
Ooh, and got
wow, that's nice. He's kinky. That's a kinky-ass whale.
I remember reading somewhere, it's like, it's not that it's not, because of course you can't consent, you're an animal, but it's like most animals do grab the woman and like drag her into a bush and she hates it.
Really?
Yeah. So they're all learning rapers? That in high school. Some documentary I watched.
Do they hate it though? Or is
what I mean is they're
like,
screaming is the whole time and they're trying to get away. It's like what most female animals are doing.
I can imagine Dr. Doolittle has heard some crazy shit.
Yeah. That's why he's called it. One second now. Stop the rapes. He does little to stop those rapes.
Yeah.
Do male goats when I
went to the slaughterhouse? Doctor, I didn't see anything. Doctor, what was she wearing?
Male goats smell so bad, man. So bad. And when they're horny, they're just like, and like, fucking everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm assuming most animals, you know. Is it rape or is it, how does it work?
Because
like I know cats and dogs go into heat and the dog fucking kind of wants
it. The dog will just sit there. Yeah, a dog will want it enough. Yeah.
Most dog sex doesn't seem like rape to me, but who knows? Maybe that's rape culture.
Yeah, maybe that's the culture of dogs.
Yeah, I feel like most of the time dogs are sort of way in.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs are just horny little fucking
animals. Sometimes they like do a dance, right? Sometimes like a lot of animals like kind of like do like mating rituals and that's how they know to fuck each other.
Yeah,
like peacocks, right? That's like their thing.
The men look pretty.
Dude, somebody posted a video of a female gorilla shaking her ass to try and get the male gorilla to fuck her, and it was so hard not to be racist about it.
Yeah, I know.
It literally, she was bouncing her ass up and down.
I bit my tongue about
it. The reason it wasn't hard to be racist was she didn't have a good enough ass, because I remember she was shaking it, and I'm like, if she had a good ass, I'd get horny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she didn't. Yeah. So I was like, all right, it's a gorilla.
Yeah, I I think... Wasn't there like a few years back we talked about this? It was like an orangutan who was like a straight up hooker. They would pimp out this orangutan in some like fucking African village, and guys would just come in like,
wow.
I thought it was amongst the orangutans.
Yeah.
No.
Men
would come in and fuck this orangutan.
Jesus.
Was that ever like a Snopes or whatever?
Snoopy.
Yeah, Snopes that.
Can we Snoopy it?
Can we Snoopy it?
I'm pretty sure that was real. I'm trying to find the picture.
Snoops.com says faux shizzle.
Yeah. It says nah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you could fuck like a sheep. That's like the big thing everybody says, is you could fuck a sheep because they don't even fight you. That's like a whole thing. And it's the look this up, Shannon. Sheep pussy is like the closest to human pussy.
Yeah, can we see a sheep pussy?
And my dad told me that someone told him this when he was like in Tennessee doing like some shooting classes or whatever, and so him and his friend stole a sheep that night and put perfume on it and threw it in his friend's hotel, and we're like, you fucking perv.
Wow.
and then I told my buddy that, and my buddy for like 10 years thought my dad fucked a sheep, and he was like, hey man, remember when you told me your dad fucked a sheep?
Yeah, I kind of still think your dad fucked a sheep.
Yeah, it sounds like he might have fucked a sheep.
Did he put perfume on
Scott,
it and a bow?
I did something bad.
He didn't fuck a sheep.
I was gonna say that, but I bit my tongue.
So I think that your dad was telling you a story about how he fucked a sheep and then saw your reaction and then decided to make
started
a quick,
backing up.
Yeah, quick left
turn.
He's
like, wow, he must not be my blood.
Yeah. Hey Scott, guess what your dad did? Didn't do. Do you love me?
I had a friend who fucked a cat when we were in high school.
What? No.
Well, that was the story.
Yeah.
I don't know if he actually penetrated the cat, right? Because I feel like a cat would fuck you up.
Yeah,
I feel like
it would hurt the cat.
Kitty got claws, dude.
Yeah, well, I think that even if like, well, I guess if the cat was declawed, what could it really do? That's just fun.
Well, then they're angry.
A declawed cat is just fucking, you gotta knock its teeth out too. It would be fun to fight a cat with no claws and no teeth. It's just a furball coming out.
It's just a stuffed animal. Yeah.
It's just a Muppet. It's like Sesame Street. Like when they
it's fucking hilarious.
It kind of tickles. It'd be cute.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yay.
That should be a fucking game we do at Skankfest is we have.
Fight a cat.
What is this?
What the hell is that?
That's got to be sheep pussy.
Yes,
I thought that was a cat hand with the claw his.
But they say that the horse is closer to a woman.
Of course.
This is a horse.
Oh, not
it. Oh, yeah. There we go. That's got that little ring and those defloration porns we used to watch. The little fucking.
And those Clydesdale legs, too.
Was that, what did they do? Because they weren't real virgins, but they would show you, they would show you a girl and they would show you her hymen intact.
What? What is this?
This is like a porn category of like de-virgin.
Yeah, I've never saw that. Wow. Robbie.
Fuck. How they even.
Dougie, that, but the still no, but usually at a doctor's office, right?
Yeah.
And she'd be coming in for an exam to find out if she's like a virgin. She's a virgin, but they would show like her hymen intact. But I think it was like, what do they call it? Child porn. No, it was like you know, fucking digitally created or whatever.
Oh, it was like CGI.
Is that a?
That's a lady.
Is that a hymen intact?
That's the title of the porn. Is that this is showing her hymen?
See, I don't need to see that.
See, a lady's hymen intact.
Is that an actual hymen? I have no. I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I've never peeked and been like, "Yep, there it is."
I thought a hymen.
Fast forward a little bit because
it's more
sure
of like a spiritual concept.
Fast forward because I want to make sure that this isn't.
Oh, I could actually break.
I want to make sure this isn't a 9-year-old girl.
I'm gonna rewind it because I don't show her face anymore. This is her.
Oh yeah, she's an adult.
Yeah, but
she got tattoos too. What a pig.
He tattoos. Eats pussy the worst.
But how is her hymen intact? She's not actually a virgin.
Yeah, I thought like first timers in porn meant with that specific guy we're watching at the time.
No, their first video.
No, that's a different thing. That's a different category.
Do you think like pan to a different vagina? Like, you know, they have ass doubles in movies.
I don't know. Maybe. That's but
maybe that's one girl's job.
I wonder if they can reconstruct if there's like reconstructive hymen surgery.
Yes.
Okay.
I think there is.
Where you're like a new virgin.
There's girls that like call themselves born again virgins or something.
Which would be pretty sick. How much is it? Depending on how much it is, it'd be worth it to do that to your chick just twice a year.
Just to break those walls down? Yeah. Mr. Gorbachev!
Have her go through like hours of surgery just for like 2 minutes of fun.
Each year it's a new theme of what you're breaking through.
Yeah.
She had to look at how much it costs to put back your...
About $3,000.
How much?
Yo, that's nothing!
$3,000.
Shannon, I swear to
God. That's less than a hair transplant.
Every woman at Gas Digital is getting a new hymen.
If my monk hits...
You get a hymen. You get a hymen. Look under your vagina. Yeah. Jorge?
If my monk hits the way that I want it to, I'm buying you a new hymen, Shannon. Shannon, would you take a new hymen?
If the monk hits, you need a whole new pussy.
I don't think I need a new hymen.
You don't think you need
a new
hymen?
I might have a new one. Like, there might be one.
I came back.
I don't think I need it.
No, it doesn't come back.
Yeah, OG born again is just like when a woman doesn't have sex for like 2 years.
Does the hymen grow back? No.
It doesn't. No. But I mean, like, there's no need. It'd be a waste of money on me. I'll take $3,000.
No, I'm just giving you $3,000. Shannon, we got to do something sexual with your body with it.
It's kind of funny. It's called high, man.
Towards your pussy.
When you think about it? Because it's like, hello, Shannon, man, time to fuck me.
Shannon, how about this? If Mook goes
to the moon.
To the moon.
Yeah.
If it goes
the 200. The first Mook to the moon.
250 times what I invested, I'll buy you new tits.
Wow.
My girlfriend's going to hate this. She's like, what the? You're not buying her new tits. I promise.
She's like, our tits are new enough.
Remember there was that movie and it was based on a true story and it was with I think it was Bridget Fonda was the actress in it, and it was Nicolas Cage. !=
It could happen to you.
It could happen to you. This was Shannon's fantasy in life. The whole premise of the movie was Nicolas Cage, he's with Rosie Perez and he buys a scratch-off ticket or he buys a lottery ticket, and then he goes to buy his coffee in the morning from his fucking local diner or whatever, and he doesn't have enough money to tip Bridget Fonda, who's a waitress. So he's like, look, I can't tip you, but can you do it, Nick Cage?
I can't tip you right now, but I will give you new tits. I'm going to find the Declaration of Independence.
That was a really... Actually, you know what? That's great that you did it. We have a new thing that we're doing on the show called Impress or Depress, and if you fail at an impression on the show, we have to give you a depressing thing to watch on the show.
All right, I'll watch
so,
it. You already showed me
it sounded more like Keanu Reeves.
So I think I'm...
That wasn't great. So can we depress Robbie and the rest of the audience? Can we punish everyone? This is going to be like when they made everyone do push-ups.
Impress.
Is this real?
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
Or depress.
This is too long. It's too long.
It's the first one.
I'm depressed by how long this segment intro is.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, here's the video.
I hope it's a clip of Robbie's podcast.
Yes, listen. Don't get hyped up. Calm down. Calm down. Relax. 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 There you go. Just relax, man.
Relax. It's all good.
Just relax. We gonna get this worked out. Everything's gonna be just fine.
What does he have?
A machete.
No. A machete?
Just relax.
No.
Hey,
no.
Is she alive?
She's alive.
Her to pull her back, man.
No.
Look.
You need to let her go, okay?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, this is so depressing, Robbie. Why would you make us watch this fucking impression?
I don't know. This was my idea.
Oh, they shot him. At least they shot him.
Actually, that was kind of
That
nice.
Wasn't depressing. That ruled.
All right.
That was a hero.
I guess my impression was good, because that was kind of a sick video.
Christ almighty. That was awesome.
Yeah. Well,
that was
like
sick.
Suicide. Oh, probably.
That's the shit.
Yeah. Probably.
I have more, but I don't know how many more times Robbie is going to bomb. I don't want
to go
through
all my
videos.
You're going to need to load up the playlist, honey.
Holy shit. Good job, cops.
Damn. Yeah, that was
Shannon,
that was
cool. I thought this bitch was going to be decapitated, and I was bracing myself for this poor white woman to die at the hands of an African with a machete. This nobody wants that.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you're never going to know what happens in these clips.
What do you mean?
Like, it's going to be a surprise each time.
Each time. Okay, yeah. That's true. I like that. But it still was less depressing than I wanted it to be.
We'll work our way up.
I will say I did not want to watch her get decapitated.
Me neither. I was like, I can't believe that.
I was really pissed off at Robbie. I was like, why couldn't you just fucking nail it, dude? I feel like Nicolas Cage is one of the easier ones, right? Don't do it again.
I can't do a walk-in. I can't do like some of the ones that everyone can do. Yeah. Some of those I kind of fuck up.
Well, that's because there's usually a famous person that does that person, and everyone does.
Yeah, that's
like everyone does. What's his name's walking?
Walking, yeah. Jay Moore or
Kevin Pollak.
Kevin, that guy, yeah.
So anyway, the point is that in that movie, he ends up hitting the lotto and then splitting the ticket with Bridget Fonda, and fucking what's her name, Rosie Perez, is not having it. Mm-hmm. She loses her fucking mind. So I feel like I'm about to walk into this situation when I tell my girlfriend.
Ow! Oh no.
I'm about to tell my girlfriend that I'm bringing Shannon to Miami to buy her new tits because I hit big on Munch. Yeah. And I don't think she's going to like this. I think this is going to be a real thing.
I mean, we've gone through this movie plot before, so I have to repeat the joke.
What is it?
Lewis, you already give half your money to a waitress.
It's true.
Bridget Fonda looks really bad now. She used to be hot, and she looks like crazy bad.
And it's women.
It's
I feel
really
bad for them.
Just fucking even worse. Like,
that's actually in our next Impress or Depress. We're just showing you a picture of Bridget Fonda.
Yeah, yeah. I literally pulled up a picture of Bridget Fonda
she's
recently.
I think I know what you're talking about, though. She looks like...
She looks like morbidly obese.
She looks like everybody.
Yeah, most
not
people.
Everybody,
I guess not.
But, you know.
She looks, you know.
She don't look like she used to.
Robbie, somebody said in the Racist Live Chat that you recently trashed the Racist Live Chat. Is this true? Are you trying to go to war with the Racist Live
no,
Chat?
No, I was talking
what
about,
happening
I was talking
right
about
now?
Derek and Gio, because I was like on their show, and they were like... listen to my. If you want the full story, listen to my podcast. What about Rob? Because drama alert.
Wow.
No, I didn't trash it.
Down,
oh shit! Drama
pull
alert.
The drama,
with,
pull out the drama. Pull out the drama llama.
Oh, it's drama llama ding dong.
Drama llama ding dong time.
It's drama llama.
So drama llama. He shows up.
So drama llama ding dong.
All right, gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and thank Capsulite for supporting today's show. We love Capsulite. They are an incredible sponsor because I'll tell you right now, I know you guys love to get fucked up and get hammered. Skankfest is coming up, and Capsulite is going to have you covered because they will prevent that hangover feeling. They'll prevent that awful next day. The reason you don't want to drink, well, guess what? Capsulite is going to make you drink that much more and party that much more because they have the best formula on the market.
Yep, it helps with your liver. You take it before you drink and while you drink, and it's a portable packet that you take right to the bar or the club with you. And it gets rid of the toxic byproduct of alcohol that causes the symptoms of a hangover, not dehydration.
Yeah, so if you want to try them out, they're giving you a great deal here. 30% off if you use the promo code GAS at Capsulite.com. That is CapsulyT.com. Use the promo code GAS for 30% off. All right, where were we?
So what happened, Robbie? What happened with the Race to Live Chat?
Oh, it was like Derek's like second episode on GAS or something. I think he was just reading it and taking it too seriously. I was just like...
Why do you pay attention to the racist live chat? Not to besmirch the great people at Gas Digital. Now, many subscribers.
By the way, racist live chat, you have him shook. I see it on Robbie's face. He's not. He's nervous. You guys are fucking. They're more hardcore than the Reddit. They're more hardcore than anybody. These people make or break comedians. You don't want to fucking cross the racist live chat.
Hey, you asked me what I said, and I said what I said, and I stand on my business.
There we go. I like it. You know, look, they're not happy. I'm wearing a racist live chat hat right now.
Yeah. Racist live hat.
That's what that stood for. I was trying to figure it out.
Got racist live hat. That's not bad for me.
There we go. We're back.
Let's see. Let's talk
that's
about
a great name for a KKK hood.
Racist live hat. Racist live hat. That's pretty good.
Did you guys see who's the lady from Look Who's Talking and Cheers? Chrissy Alley. Did you see her interview about how her parents died?
No, what happened?
Holy shit. I mean, maybe I'll just tell you, or Shannon, you could bring it up.
That's old though. She's dead.
Chrissy Alley's dead, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So her parents died when she was a kid. They were driving to a Halloween party. If you could find the clip, I'd prefer you play the clip because it's shocking. It's fucking awesome. It's like one of the silliest stories. Here we go.
In this time period, when I got a call.
She was toy.
Oh, gorgeous,
dude. She was hot. For
even when she was fat,
damn.
I was like, shut up, everybody.
Yeah, she was a hot,
I'll kiss her
girl,
right on the lips.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, could I have another coffee?
A little bit
just
like
black for me.
And water. Didn't mix too well. She was a very funny person. So anyway, I got this phone call. My sister called me, and I was in Los Angeles and said, Mom and Dad have been in a car wreck, and Mother is dead. And Dad is dying. And I, of course, was falling apart. But I knew, all I knew was I had to get there. And I got there, and my sister and I, we were all sitting in this waiting room, and we were sobbing. And as I'm crying, I said, my sister's here, and I wasn't looking at her, but I said, where were they going? And she said, to a Halloween party. And I said, what were they dressed as? Why would you ask this? Why would you? And she said, the Odd Couple.
Get ready.
And I said, oh, I'm thinking, what Odd Couple? Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon? Well, what were their costumes exactly? She said, Mom was a black girl and Dad was a Ku Klux Klan member.
Whoa.
We started laughing, and the whole family, I guess, had heard this conversation, and we all started laughing, and it was the greatest tribute that you could give my mother.
What?
Do you know?
Her mom was in blackface, and her dad was dressed like a Klan member, and they died in a car accident.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chrissy Alley, Real Estate of the Week. He's a real ass dude. Core values. He's got
bad. Fucking amazing.
Wow.
Wow.
That's something you pitch and they go, that's dark. That's too dark and crazy. Yeah. It's perfect.
Either that or her dad was really in the Klan and the mom just got burnt to death. They had a cover up.
No, for real.
Yeah. Yeah, cheers to you, Chrissy Alley.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder how many people just have that costume from the 80s and 90s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
Well, just, Aunt Jemima was a big costume for kids.
I mean, just
60s.
People dressed as Nazis. I remember, like,
yeah, but even like the blackface thing specifically was like, yeah. I can't even remember names. I just remember kids like dressing up as Michael Jackson when they were kids, and they would just paint their face. Yeah. Like that was just, it wasn't a big deal.
I was a pimp in middle school.
When I was in high school, a kid got sent home because he dressed like a basketball player and did blackface. And this is like, this was current enough that
when was this?
I was probably it was probably like 2006.
Yeah, that's late enough. But I'm so surprised they sent him home.
Yeah. I got in trouble.
I'm so surprised they sent him home.
I got in trouble because I dressed up as a pimp, but I was actually really good spin. I said, no, it's a leisure suit. And they're like, oh, I can
were
see
you wearing
that.
Blackface?
No, I was not, no. Oh. But I was in like, you know, I had the pimp hat and stuff. That was like the.
But that
like,
was just a costume. Yeah. That was
your school being racist. Yeah.
You would go to.
No, that was just because it was like sexual. Ah. Like a pimp, right? But you look like Kramer in that Seinfeld episode, basically.
You would go to, you know, American Spirit or whatever, you know, Spirit of Halloween.
Yeah.
And they would just sell a pimp costume.
Yeah, that I didn't put it together myself. I bought it from like, from a Party City or whatever the fuck.
It was like rapper. Where it was just like you'd buy like the costume that's like already
big
together,
chain,
yeah. And that was that. But
yeah, I bet they don't sell those anymore, huh?
No, I bet they do.
Oh yeah, they do.
I bet you could find some fucking pretty offensive costumes. So pregnant nun was a big one.
Yeah,
it was another one that was like pretty offensive. Yeah,
damn, we used to be a country.
We used to have some great.
When I was in
times.
Like, I had to be in like maybe fourth grade. A kid was Monica Lewinsky.
It's great,
and it was a costume kit you bought. And it came with fake cum to wipe on the dress.
No, come on.
Yeah. It had the blue dress. And I remember specifically, his mom telling us she wouldn't let him use the fake cum that came with it.
Monica went to,
I guess that makes sense.
Because she wasn't like Hollywood hot, it was people kind of like made fun of her, but she was actually kind of toy.
She's
right?
Cute. She's yeah.
She fat
for an intern, in hindsight, for a White House intern.
She's
yeah.
Super young. Yeah.
Yeah. She, how old was she? Pretty. How old was she when it happened? You're because Bill Clinton's 20 or 21? Like 60.
Hi, baby. Yeah.
She was 20. Wow. People talk
yeah,
about
yeah, it wouldn't have gone this way.
Yeah. That with like Arnold Schwarzenegger, now. He cheated on his wife with that fat fucking Mexican.
His maid.
Oh, his
right?
maid. Yeah.
Yeah, and she was kind of gross.
Get over here.
But that's just it, dude. If you're like horny, like Arnold's just sitting there like horny in the morning, dude, and this fucking big titted yeah. Mexican yeah, bitch comes yeah, in.
And he's like huge, and he's so anything that's up. Big is like not an issue for
oh, yeah.
him.
His yeah. wife's out of town. He's just
his
horny.
His steroids are kicking in.
He should almost, if I were him, I'm going, babe. You could see how this isn't even really cheating, right?
Right. Yeah.
Like, you could understand how,
it's
like
part of the payment.
Also, she's a Kennedy. Shouldn't she be used to that? You know?
I would.
That's true. Adultery in this family?
Not in the Kennedy family.
I just feel like she's so gross that it should have just been like, obviously, I'm not attracted to her. Obviously,
was she gross?
I
don't remember. She was gross.
She was gross. She I was, believe, yeah. I believe, absolutely gross, right? Shannon?
Schwarzenegger's maid.
I'm just like, she was 22 and he was 49. I'm finding a young
person. Wow.
That's who is Monica?
That was Schwarzenegger Monica. And the maid.
Oh, the maid was 22?
No. This is Monica Lewinsky and yeah, Bill Clinton.
Oh, okay, 22. All right, that's fine.
This pull is up them together.
22-year-old Bill.
Yeah, she's cute.
Yeah she's that's cute just enough, a, big a
titties. That's like much you know, older than 22.
Big titties, fat ass. She's got a cute face. She's willing to suck your dick in the Oval Office. That rules.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, she like face. Showed him her thong. I think that's like their first interaction.
And oh, she yeah. came on to him?
She showed him she had a thong on.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Your Honor, she had a thong on.
Fuck yeah. Good job, Robbie.
Wasn't that when thongs were like internet access though? You, like everybody showed. I remember like my sisters being like, "I got thongs." It was like the new thing.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, and they yeah, would like right huge. They would have the straps like above
yeah,
the
it was
waistline
ridiculous.
Like Lita.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thong song.
Everybody
like,
needed
is a big
to let
cultural,
everybody
yeah.
yeah.
It was like a
weird.
Cultural moment for thongs. I remember yeah. that too.
But if you because it's almost about convenience because if you're Bill Clinton, like, look, I mean, I'm sure he cheated on his wife with
a lot, yeah,
a ton of chicks.
Yeah, let's check know? The flight logs.
Yeah, but I'm sure he fucking, you know, it's just convenience too. She's just down to do it, and you're like, all right, let's fucking go.
That's why it was a bigger scandal, is because they're at work, I think, right? I bet he didn't lie.
I think it's because he lied about it under oath, is the real. He okay, didn't get impeached
right.
for cheating, he
you're
got
right.
impeached for lying.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Yeah, they did it in the White House. I think that was the problem as well, right?
Perjury.
They did it in the White House. What was the show the maid that Arnold cheated with? Because she was fucking not attractive at all.
Yeah, and they have a kid together, right? That was the whole thing? They
yeah,
also
Patrick
have?
Arnold.
Yeah.
They have
the
like
maid
four.
Have a kid.
They do?
No.
Yeah, the maid had a kid. I think.
No.
Kid. Yeah, and his kid is fucking
they're
jacked.
Twins.
Wait a minute, they had a kid together?
I think so.
You got her pregnant?
Had a kid, I believe
yo,
so.
Yo, Arnold, what are you doing? How sloppy are you
that's
being?
Crazy.
That's crazy.
Look at
him.
Dancing with the Stars, the son that he had with this maid, I'm pretty sure. I'm
get the
up.
Fuck. I thought that they were all from Maria Shriver, all of his kids.
No, and this kid is like more jacked than the other ones.
Yeah.
Because
the other ones don't need to prove anything.
He married,
this
yeah.
kid's still hey. Trying to prove that he's Arnold's kid. The
yeah,
other kids
yeah,
are
yeah.
like, we're fine.
I'm Arnold's kid, I swear to God. He's my father, I promise you. I'll get vegan strong.
Ernesto Schwarzenegger.
Ernesto Ramon.
What's his last name? Does he carry Schwarzenegger? His name
no,
and everything?
No, he doesn't use
he has
it.
The Nino.
He uses his mom's. This is him and, versus his dad. This is him.
Look at him.
Oh my
yeah, he did Dancing with the Stars last year.
Yeah. Wow. The lips, you can see it for sure.
I mean, yeah, like obviously.
That's Arnold's boy.
Yeah.
That's Arnold's boy right there, but I mean, still not as impressive as Arnold. Arnold was
no.
a specimen.
No.
Does Arnold like talk to this kid and like spend time with him and fucking?
Yeah.
That's wild, dude. Because you
I
like,
have no idea, yeah.
That kid, the whole existence of him is truly just. Horrifying for Arnold. He's like, oh my god, my life, your existence is ruining everything.
I know.
I just wanted to fuck this gross maid, and here I am. I do you raw dogged and cream pied the maid?
Nightmare.
She's Mexican. You know she's getting pregnant, Arnold.
Yeah, she's keeping it, yeah.
Doggy. I'm reading the Arnold Schwarzenegger biography right now. And it's pretty good. He hasn't gotten to this yet.
I doubt he talks too much about this.
He's talking about he bombed with what was the movie that bombed the Last Action Hero.
Oh, it's so good though.
Yeah, it's okay.
No, it's rewatched.
But like, yeah, it bombed in theaters, and he's just talking about how he has to deal with it by just
that's
you know
great,
buying yeah. a fucking buying a commercial jet. Yeah. Literally how he does it.
Yeah, just wiping his tears with $100 bills.
Yeah, he's fucking the man.
He had a great run. He had a really good run.
He, for a guy who can't act for shit.
I know.
Oh, no, better run than
watching,
almost anybody.
I was watching True Lies, and it's so funny because he's supposed to be like, I'm an everyman. I'm a regular person. He's like, how did anyone buy your undercover ever anywhere?
Yeah.
But it's a good movie.
Well, people
it's
said
really
like the Rock was the new Schwarzenegger, and I don't think that's panned out at all. I think in terms of like iconic Hollywood movies, it's going to be hard to top Schwarzenegger just because also movies were different at the time.
Yeah, that was back when one movie
like,
could
can't
be a big cultural.
Terminator 2. Yeah, you can't.
I mean, I guess, look, Arnold, because I was also a little too young to realize how big Arnold was.
Mm-hmm.
I was a kid in the 80s, like a little kid. So you're not paying attention to box office. You're not paying attention to sort of that sort of narrative and all that shit. You're just sort of seeing what's going on. And yes, the Terminator was huge. And by the time T2 came out, it was massive. But I always was like, this guy can act. He's a foreigner. Like I was always the little racist Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Yeah.
And I was like, get a guy who can fucking speak clearly.
Get him out of my country.
This is crazy.
Close our borders.
It was psychotic. It was never like super believable. I liked movies, like just the whole concept and, you know, Terminator and what's the one where they're on Mars? Total Recall.
That's a good one.
I mean, these are just great concepts that are just well written. And like, in spite of Arnold sort of like delivering lines like he, you know, it was never believable. I never really bought.
Yeah.
So The Rock ended up being kind of a good actor.
Yeah. Rock
you know,
is good.
I think The Rock's pretty good.
Pain and Gain. Great performance.
Pain and Gain's great.
And
no sarcasm. I actually really like Pain and Gain.
Oh, dude, him on coke at the community meeting is the funniest.
So funny. He's great. But he never played like a bad guy or like a morally gray character after that. He's just kind of like
The Rock.
It's in his contract that he can only play good guys.
Well, that was the thing that Arnold wanted to do as well. Arnold wanted to play good guys, and then they offered him Terminator being the bad guy.
Yeah.
And he's even explaining it. He's explaining it in the book. And he's like, but, you know, it's really, he's kind of a good guy.
Well, you know who Terminator was supposed to be first?
O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, O.J.
So really?
O.J. Simpson, and Arnold Schwarzenegger was supposed to be the good guy in the movie. Yeah. And then he started reading it, and he really liked the Terminator character. But his whole thing was, he was like, I'm just playing, like, heroes. Like, and then he, you know, he didn't want to play another bad guy again. When they came back with T2, with him as the good guy, he fucking loved it.
I'll be back.
Yeah, but the fact that he impregnated that maid is bonkers. Shannon, give me some more information about that story. Did he end up, does he like have a relationship with the son?
So he does now have a relationship with his son. There were a few years where they weren't talking, but his other siblings, like Arnold's like legitimate children, don't have a good relationship with him.
Wow.
Oh, don't have a good relationship with Arnold.
No, with the bastard son.
Oh, with the bastard. Yeah. Oh, Shannon, Game of Thrones in him. Holy shit. Yeah, it.
Bastard. I haven't heard of that. I haven't heard that word used appropriately. Yeah. In a
He's
very
in
long
Arnold's phone as Il Bastardo.
Yeah, Il Bastardo.
I have half brothers and sisters that I don't talk to, and
oh, word?
Yeah, I mean, my mom didn't like their mom. Like my dad was fucking them both at the same time. Like it was, and I don't have any like ill will or anything like weird like that. I just never built a relationship, and now that we're adults, It just feels very bizarre.
Yeah, it's tough.
To like reach out and like be like, hey, you're my brother. Like, you know, I kind of feel like it's like phony.
Sure, that makes sense.
You know, it's just not it doesn't feel like a real family. But, you know, I'm sure I would love them. I'm sure they're great. I think if I ended up meeting them, having a relationship with them, I'd probably, you know, but I have no interest. No offense.
What, is it like Louis A. Gomez, Louis B. Gomez, Louis C. Gomez, and you're the J?
Well, his name is Hector. My mom told me they were going to name me Hector, and then this kid who's older than me is named Hector. I was like, either he was really playing my mom for the fool that she was, or this is just a story she made up. But
he was trying to save on birthday cards.
Yeah. Right, hand it back.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank YoCratom.com for being a longtime supporter of the show. YoCratom.com is the marquee sponsor for all things here at Gas Digital and marquee sponsor for Skankfest. So make sure you grab your tickets on April 20th. YoCratom.com has you covered. Just go to YoCratom.com/Skankfest. And while you're there, grab a $60 kilo of the best high-quality lab-tested kratom on the market, YoCratom.com. Let's see. What's going on with Pornhub? Or Texas in general? Are they blocking a bunch of different porn websites?
So now to use porn, if I'm wrong, Shannon, please correct me. In Texas, they passed a law that you need to verify your age to look at porn.
So Pornhub, you can't use in Texas now.
Why do people have a problem with this? Jen, what?
I believe that it's the opposite of that, where Pornhub is issuing something where they want to verify people's ages, and Texas feels like they're taking away from the person.
I was very wrong. I'm sorry.
And so this is what they post. If you'd go to Pornhub in Texas, this is what comes up.
As you may know, your elected officials in Texas are requiring us to verify your age for allowing access to our website. Not only does it infringe on the rights of adults to access protected speech, it fails strict scrutiny by employing the least effective and yet also most restrictive means of accomplishing Texas's stated purpose of allegedly protecting minors. While safety and compliance are at the forefront of our mission, providing identification every time you want to visit an adult platform is not an effective solution for protecting users online, and in fact will put minors and your privacy at risk.
And so it seems like Texas is saying that Pornhub isn't allowing this to happen there, but apparently this page is from Pornhub because they're deciding to like discontinue their partnership with Texas.
I'm trying to understand what's going on. I still don't understand it.
Yeah, so like, what does that mean by identification?
Somebody
you have to scan your ID or something.
Like punch in. Yeah. Like,
does Texas want people to have to be identified, or does Pornhub? I missed everything.
I think Texas passed a law, and Pornhub is kind of like basically being like, well, fuck you, then we're just not going to do business with you, to kind of like hold strong against it. Like,
so Pornhub is now no longer in Texas, but by their own reasoning, because they don't feel as if people should have to put their IDs in order to access porn. Look, somebody who has an 11-year-old child who now has a phone, who now has an iPad,
who makes porn.
But what is the downside of putting ID in? Like, we get our videos age restricted on YouTube, right? And when they're age restricted, in certain places, you have to put an identification in. Like, not in most places in the U.S., but I'm assuming in Texas now is one of the places that you do. But I know over in England, there's a lot of places where if our video is age restricted, people have to put their ID in order to watch it, and those videos get half the views of non-age-restricted videos. So the latest YKWD, or I'm sorry, the latest regs, was age-restricted. If you look at our YouTube views on that latest episode, it's half as many as any of the other ones that we had, and that's because so I know that it limits the amount of people that can see it, but... And I think there's a lot of people that are like, I don't want a fucking website to have my ID. But isn't that just sort of a little bit of paranoia? If you're using your computer and you're using your phone and your camera and your IP address, they have all the information. Yeah. They have your ID somewhere. It's not the amount of to connect the dots to your ID and your phone number and your home and all that. It's all done. Like, every terms and conditions for all these websites that you sign up for, you're giving them permission to have everything. So I don't think you can fight it unless you were super paranoid day one and you never answered yes to any terms and conditions and you never allowed them to, you know, there's certain websites you just can't even fucking use. So I just feel like it's a little bit weird. What would be the argument to not put in an ID?
They get hacked, right? Like, you know. That's pretty crazy information to have, just like your fucking ID in there. Some, you know,
your address. Yeah. I don't know
the driver's license number.
Yeah. Display name says Lewis. You're a moron. IP and ID are not the same. I know that IP and ID are not the same. You fucking jerk off. Time out. Display name for 2 minutes, Shannon. Time out right now for 2 minutes. Obviously, it's not the same. I'm just saying to connect those dots, it's not very fucking difficult. If you're signing into a website from your computer, if anybody wants to fucking connect you to that computer and that website, it's right there. And anybody, you don't have to be a specialist or anything. There are people that can easily do that. All right. Well, anyway, I don't want my kid watching fucking porn.
You think he has looked it up yet?
No. I check his phone all the time.
He hasn't typed in like boob, not even boobs.
Yeah, I do think our generation was a little warped by being able to access like all pornography.
Oh, I watched at like so a formative much porn age. As a kid,
yeah.
Man.
I think if I couldn't have done that, I think I might be like more well adjusted sexually.
100%. I think we have our generation has like a really weird porn addiction, and we were like, I don't think it's good to be fucking just constantly beating your dick and looking at images of women getting fucked.
Yeah. After you guys had like the illegal box where you could get pay-per-views and porn for free and stuff.
I feel like you had to I never got one. I always had a friend who had one, and we would like watch Playboy on it, but I never specifically got the box.
Because right after that, they had these satellites for like a minute, and they got rid of them somehow. But I remember a guy putting like an illegal satellite on my roof, and we got like 20 porn stations. We would get French Canadian porn.
Ooh, it was
fucking insane the amount of porn channels I had for like 3 years.
Wow,
yeah. Nice.
And awesome. You're just fucking just beating your. He's pre-internet.
No, this was during the internet.
This during the internet.
But the internet wasn't like, you couldn't just scroll like
it's
YouTube. Yeah,
you had to like download, I remember.
Yeah, you have to like, yeah.
You had to go on Kazaa.
Speaking of like name, every porn site was like, you know, what, when were you born? Some still do that, right? Yeah. And you just scroll down to like 1900.
Well, that would actually happen. So people would download, this is a true actual thing. People would download like huge files of porn and then they would fucking download child porn as well.
Jeez.
And they would download like fucked up porn as well, and people were getting fucked on that.
Right,
I believe I heard that, or maybe that was my. Maybe that was my excuse that I came up with in my head that if they ever got me,
officer, I thought it was a game. I didn't even...
That really does sound like the excuse for someone who wanted child porn. Bought in bulk.
Yeah,
no, what I'm thinking, you know what
it's
it
like
is?
When a Kazaa song says
they
it's
throw
a
it in for
band.
Free. Yeah.
I'm remembering a story where the guy used that excuse. One of these famous people that got caught doing it used that excuse. I don't know.
You said dude from the Who. Because the dude from
The dude from The Who was like, I was investigating.
Yeah,
he said
like,
he was writing
research.
A book or something.
Yeah. Pee Wee Herman said he got, wasn't it like he just bought bulk of erotica?
Yeah, so Pee Wee Herman collects, he collected like vintage magazines and shit.
Yeah.
And a lot of it was like Bikini Boys and shit like that.
Yeah.
And I guess some of the, when they arrested the dad from Beetlejuice, who was his good
principal
friend.
Principal in Ferris Bueller, right?
Well, yeah, the principal in Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
That connected them, so they were allowed to search Pee-wee's house.
Oh yeah,
and they but he had like warehouses.
The couch was like, they're coming.
Yeah. Yeah. Eat the porns, eat the tapes. He's shoving child porn.
We have a warrant.
You sent the secret word.
My stomach's full of child porn. Under Flory.
Oh, it's the police. eating the porn.
The redheaded guy drops down. Near in a lot of trouble, Pee Wee.
Uh oh.
It was the black cowboy.
Child pornography, Pee Wee.
But did he, I guess he didn't get in trouble or they believed his excuse? Because that didn't, he's still around, right?
Pee Wee. Because he's like,
he's dead.
He died last year. That's right. But he was still doing shit recently.
Well, people give him more shit for jerking off in the theater, and it's like everyone understands that's an okay thing to do. It was like a porn
he's a
theater.
Kids entertainer. That's really what it is. You have to be squeaky clean if you're
a
kid.
Yeah, so it was embarrassing, but it's very normal, I would assume. Yeah.
He got arrested for that, right?
Yeah, for
public indecency or something.
But isn't that what you do in a porn theater?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was what everyone said. Like,
So he was there. Somebody saw him go in, and they were like, oh, we're going to fucking make a news story happen.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
That's that one's a bummer. They got a fucking Fred Willard on that too. They arrested him like right before he died. Yeah, for
can
like
you jerk
off
in the jerk off booths in Times Square.
Probably not.
I don't think you're allowed to jerk off in public.
I think it's just a collective understanding that's what you do with them.
I mean, I used to fucking beat my dick, dude. When I first moved to New York City, I was 19 years old. I would get off the, and this is like once again, streaming sites weren't like that in 19. This is 2001. Right? This is 2001.
Yeah, back then you had to click a video you wanted to jerk off to and come back to it tomorrow.
Yeah you had to download files. You weren't even knowing what you were downloading. You'd know the titles, and they'd be like porn DVDs from
my
like
dad
major...
would print out pictures
Girls
of porn.
Gone Wild, yeah.
But it would be like, you know, Wicked Pictures Presents, whatever, and you'd have like, you'd know the titles, and you could do a little research. But for the most part, like, it's not like now where you like, I'm just like fucking beating my dick and I'm scrolling over things. I go to the end to see if it's a cum shot that I want to come to at the same time. I time my cum shot to come with the guy. It's all fucked up. It's sick.
It's sick. That is definitely addictive. I do that too, where it's total addictive behavior. It's like, oh, I can't beat off yet. I have to make sure I'm at the right spot. And like, I just want to make sure there's nothing good, you know?
Yeah,
I'm missing.
I have like five windows open and I'm trying to figure out.
That's the worst. Yeah. Exactly, you got to get in and get out.
Keep going through. Yeah. Sometimes I give up in the middle of it, and I'm like, fuck it. And I just like mindlessly beat my meat to some.
Oh,
bitch.
I don't
even like it.
Yeah,
you're looking at porn, and then you end up jerking off to your imagination.
Sad.
Yeah,
it's a sad thing, dude. Yeah. That's the state of the world that we're in right now. But yeah, I fucking. What were we saying before?
Keep scrolling back on a girl's Facebook pictures till you get when she was in high school.
Oh no.
Well, now they got websites where you could take a photo of a person and you drop it into the little porn calculator, and they go, she kind of looks like these bitches, right? And they have like percentages of how much the girl looks like the bitch.
Shannon, do that with yourself right now.
Pull that up right now.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
What is this called?
You could just type up like, you know, like, what's the word? Because I don't know the word
for
it. I would just type it into
great.
Google.
Is like, so when they make these AI deepfakes of porn, is it simply now an app where I can just take Shannon's face and drop it on a bitch?
Probably.
Is it
that easy? That, yeah.
Can we do that? Can we make some fun porn with the gals in the studio? Like, what are we doing here? Like, with me and Zach, like, high-quality shit. No offense, Bricks, in this live chat, but, like, some fucking... Some real high-quality stuff.
Yeah, let's get some AI going.
Why not, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to look it up.
All right. Let's talk about...
I did find it says face recognition porn is now a thing. A porn site Megacams, where you can upload a picture of somebody and match to a lookalike sex model.
Let's go, do it right now, Shannon. Pull it up on the screen. I want to see the website.
Oh boy, this is I think
findpornface.com. Findpornface.com
bring a lot of bad things to the computer.
Find
this won't findpornface.com. I'll do it from my phone. If whose pictures do you want?
Shannon's.
Come on, make Shannon do that.
I'd rather you do it.
Okay, Shannon. I'm going to look you up on the internet.
Look her up on her Instagram. Findpornface.com. This should be a sponsor of the show. It should also be illegal, but it's okay. And then they're going to give you a porn star that looks like Shannon. I bet you there's a lot of porn bitches throughout history that have looked like Shannon.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But I want to see, can I say, no, have her do it, Scott, because I want you to pay attention and talk to us. Okay. And then also I want to see the process on the screen.
Yeah,
and it comes up with different...
I don't want to just see the end result. I want to see the actual process, Shannon. So find pornface.com and let's actually pull Shannon's face into this. And maybe Natalie's face too. Why not? We'll get a couple of gals. This is always fun. I really love this. But I couldn't jerk off to a lookalike porn star.
I could, if I put my mind to it.
No, I need, you know, just it's like even like porn stars. Like I'm way past even the point of liking specific porn stars.
Really?
Like when I was younger, there was like I'd have their names that I liked. That I'd watch their like now it's like once I use a girl once. This sounds bad.
Yeah.
But once I use her once, it's fucking done. I can't really go back to her. So that's why like porn doesn't really do it for me anymore.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a real creep, guys. Shannon, pull the screen up. I want to see what you're doing right here.
It says our API is currently unavailable. Maybe it is updated. Please try later.
You
we
broke
apologize.
The fucking website, Shannon. You look like too many porn whores from the 90s. Yeah, yeah. That you the their fucking database is now fried.
I'll try later on in the episode, maybe.
Maybe do it later on. It's fine. Do you have a porn lookalike, Shannon? Does somebody looks like you?
Not that I'm aware of.
Natalie, now.
I look like the girl from the Hyman video from before.
Just her pussy. They are pussy twins.
Natalie, is your Hyman? No, you've had sex with men before.
Yep, sure have.
Her Hyman's fucking broken and busted.
Well, some Hymans break like if you're a gymnast, right?
Yeah, a lot of girls broke their Hyman on like. Yeah, when they're like working out.
Yeah, they're just like I was jogging.
Yeah, on the seesaw.
That's a sick story.
Thanks, man.
Didn't one of our producers?
Seesaw. Yeah, Uncle Seesaw.
Break her hymen on a like a balance beam. Yeah, Becky.
Yeah, like
Becky
that,
Rodriguez. Yeah. No. Yeah, she told us that story.
You also can have sex and not break the hymen.
Yeah, if you're having sex with fucking Zach DeMico. Keep it intact.
Yeah.
So they bleed a lot if you break the hymen, right?
So I broke a girl's hymen when I was when I was a young boy. Against my friend. It was like nighttime and we were leaning against his house.
You broke her hymen by
fingering her?
Fingering her.
Wow. And we walked back in the house and there was red, she had a skirt on, all over her like jean skirt, all over my hand. And I remember like I put down my hand on the table to continue talking. And they were like, what the fuck? And I was like,
you didn't see the blood, like the parents in It? You're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, and I remember immediately thinking, I didn't even understand that she would bleed. And so I was just like, oh, dude, you painted the side of your fucking house
That's
and we
hilarious.
Were leaning on it. And like, I
moron,
fingered her.
Moron, you hit her.
Yeah, I was
you dumb bitch.
And then I remember all of her friends like gathered her and like went away. You know, girls know these things.
Oh, wow.
And I was still like,
you
painted your house? What
the
fuck?
Are you sure she wasn't on her period?
Oh, that's interesting. Well, I don't know. We were like 12, 13.
Yeah, that's when girls get their period, dude. I don't think you broke her hymen. I think this girl was on her period, didn't realize
I'll ask her today and we'll get back to you.
Yeah. Do you actually know her still? No.
I know her, yeah. I know
her. You know her to this day?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I know her, yeah.
Text her right now.
I don't know her like that.
Text
but
her
I can
back here. Do you remember what happened?
No, it definitely broke her. It was so much.
The first of all, when you break the hymen, it's not so much.
Can we find out then? Because it was so much. So that is a good point. And it kind of reminds me of period blood.
People with vaginas?
No, now that I think about it, it was like a brown blood, which is like period blood.
I've taken, let me think about how many fucking virgins I've destroyed.
Yeah. How many lives have I ruined?
How many fucking V-chips did I collect? Let me think.
And you're saying you didn't break hymen, is what you're saying.
No, I broke hymen every single goddamn time, dude. All the live long day. That's what I do. Hymen breaker Gomez. There was one. Let me see. The girl I lost my virginity to was one. The girl that I wrote the poem
Hymen breaker Gomez does sound anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
The girl that I wrote the poem for, that was two. That random girl at the bar that lied about being from England was three.
Wow.
That was the sound of hymens breaking.
Yeah.
That was three. Was it just three? Was it just three? No. Four. Vicky. What up, Vic? What up, girl?
Whoa, Vicky.
It was Whoa, Vicky. Yeah, she was like, yo. You better be breaking my hymen.
This, you stupid.
You stupid, better be breaking my hymen. There was at least four.
Sorry, I feel like that was a bad impression. Does that count?
What, my bad Vicky?
Oh, shit, absolutely.
It was a bad impression. It was really bad. I mean, Will Vicky, what does Will Vicky sound like? Can we hear it?
Yeah.
Can I try to redeem myself, considering I just threw it out there and nobody really knows what she sounds like?
Yeah, I was kind of just going along with what you guys were doing.
Let's see. Try this.
Let's see.
Can you tell me? So did he move here with his parents too?
Can you tell me? Did he come over here? No, I can't do it.
So he coming over here with his parents too?
God damn it, Shannon! Show us something depressing now. God damn it. Whoa. Can we not watch a white woman fucking with a machete to her head? That fucked me up a little bit, dude.
I think I got shot at least, though.
Okay, this is a very different, still a white woman involved.
Okay, let's see.
Here we go.
Okay.
Dark hair, light eyes, crazy bitch. Always a crazy bitch, every time.
Oh, but.
Oh, look at the tits.
Nice.
Oh!
What?
Oh,
no! Wow. That's what.
Dude.
No!
Damn, girl!
It looks like Zach's throat.
Oh, God.
Fuck. How's that look?
Don't drop that flashlight. Oh.
Oh, she's putting eggs in there.
Worst Easter ever.
Oh, what is she? Where are they going?
Where are they going?
Where do they go? Where do they go? It's not depressing, Shannon. It's interesting.
It's disgusting.
That's shocking more than depressing.
That's good when you forget a bag at the grocery store now, you know?
Yeah. I always thought I'd just put food in my pussy if I had
How
one.
Many eggs did she put in her asshole, Shannon? A dozen?
I think a dozen.
She's pretty toy still. This is more
She's
of a toy to night.
Yeah.
This is toy to night, Shannon.
Wait.
Oh, Jesus.
If they come out with brown shit on them, I'll be depressed. I'll be sickened.
No, that just means they're organic.
If she shits out brown eggs.
That last
dude,
one.
That last one, no.
Oh, girl.
What is she doing?
What? What is those?
What is that? Packing peanuts?
Ew.
What are those?
Who is
this? Yeah, it's like a marshmallow. It's like an Easter egg marshmallow.
Oh, I hate it.
Oh, they're shit. Oh!
No!
They're shit. Fuck you, Shannon. You're a bitch. That's your problem, Shannon, is that you're a bitch.
Is that for someone who got molested on Easter or something? Like, who the fuck is watching this shit? Oh, my God.
You ever
God.
Be like, my ass doesn't feel
dude,
good?
I fucking,
How does
I
her
hate...
ass ever feel good?
Oh, fuck, dude.
Oh.
It got depressing towards the end, right?
That was really depressing.
Yeah, the more brown you saw on the ass. It's depressing that that's for somebody. Somebody needs to watch that to beat off.
What is this? Landmark moment as the birth control pill goes on sale online in the U.S. for the first time. So you can get a birth control pill now without a prescription? Is that what they're saying?
Yep, and you can just get it on, like, Amazon.
Amazon.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, great girls. You know that thing that has ruined your lives? You know birth control? That thing that's altered mood and made you fat?
Ruined your relationships?
Yeah.
For
some reason you can't have babies? Oh, because I went on birth control when I was 11. Doctors said my period was irregular.
What? So,
let's get IUDs, ladies.
Dum, 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 dum.
Yeah, they, So people could just buy it without a prescription. That's okay though. You can buy all this shit without a prescription. You can just go online and buy any drug, literally have it shipped right to your house. There's no issue.
Yeah, we got to get on steroids, boys. Let's do steroids.
I thought about it before, but I don't want to fucking have my balls shrink anymore and be any more
angry.
My balls
need to shrink.
And it fucks
one
up your heart,
especially.
Right? Steroids? Don't those like, doesn't it like,
oh, yeah. I mean, you die, right? A lot of guys die after doing steroids.
Yeah, all those wrestlers die. Yeah.
I would definitely become like fucking the after school special guy.
Yeah.
I'd fucking throw my girlfriend through a mirror.
You're Ben Affleck?
Yeah, Ben Affleck. I would. You remember that scene? Do you remember the
Ben Affleck was in the anti-steroid movie they showed us in health class?
Really?
No way.
Yeah, it was an after school special. Was it Jessica Alba or she was in a different one?
I remember Ben Affleck.
My anti-steroid story was Chris Benoit. That was all the deterrent I needed.
Pull up Ben Affleck in the after school steroid special where he threw his girlfriend, I believe, through a mirror.
How do you like them apples?
You didn't really, I never really heard about like guys beating the shit out of the girls in high school, but I think it happened a lot more.
I know one guy who beat up his girlfriend in high school. And we were like, what the fuck?
I've heard the biggest cop call for the suburbs, like the white suburbs, is domestic abuse. Like, I've heard that's like the number
one.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
But for kids, though?
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, just like everyone, people be beating they girls out there.
Yeah.
Shannon, comment?
Shannon, what was the first time you were hit by a man? What age were you? And well, can you play the sexy music, please? Can you please play the sexy music?
I wasn't ever like punched in the face.
You were just like manhandled.
Yes, I was never punched.
Arm grabbed.
Shan handled.
I was choked, thrown.
Choked.
Yeah.
But like choked, were you hitting him?
No, I'm not that kind of person.
You've never hit anybody.
No.
These guys just fucking. Dude,
just
I'll fuck them up, Shannon.
It was just one. It was just one guy.
Shannon, can I beat this guy's ass?
That's a no.
I'm glad he hit you.
He's going there and hit her.
Yeah. What were you saying? So it was just one guy that
just
did this.
Just one guy, yeah.
And the first time, what did you do? What was the reason that he did it?
So he was like, we both worked in the nightlife industry. And so he was already home. He had been drinking. And then I got home. And so we were both like kind of being shitty. He had a friend over. And then I don't remember what the context of the argument was, but he was like, you know what, just go into the bedroom and stop talking. I'm like, don't talk to me like that, blah, 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 whatever. And then after some like scuffling back and forth, he like picked me up and held me against the wall.
Oh, like 911?
Like 911?
Yeah, 911, he was a wrestler.
I don't know what that
NBCW.
Is.
ECW, chokeslam everybody.
But his friend was still there. And at that point, he was like, you should probably just like go to your parents' house for the night. And
the friend said that.
Yeah.
He was fucking.
Oh, and then they had gay sex.
In.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's it.
Damn, Shannon.
I can't find the part in the movie where he throws her through the window, but I do have a scene from that movie. It's called A Body to Die For.
Hey.
Wow.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Sorry.
It's just him kissing her over and over again.
I'm gonna skip
over
a little.
Seriously, mess you up.
Blue chill.
Damn, this looks sick, dude.
He's also just terrible form.
Yeah.
Look at those butts.
Zooming in on a boy's
ass.
Look
at those butts, dude.
Was this Dan Schneider directed this?
What? Aaron, your hair's falling out. Michael Jordan's sexy. He's bald.
You think that black piece of shit... He wants it.
Oh, no.
He needs to get the evil out.
He turns you into a rapist.
Nothing's wrong with me. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, bitch.
Dude, steroids make you become a werewolf.
Now, I know you need steroids to kick my ass.
Let's go. Come on.
Bam! Wow. Back of the head.
Back of the head punch.
This is a great, this is a great movie.
Fucking pussy.
Somebody pushes me, I push back.
this is just all of like Lewis's like motto.
Yeah. This is like an edit.
Yeah, this is like Lewis's Rocky when
this guy is a real ass dude. Yeah. I mean, you can't fuck with this guy.
Literally how Lewis walks.
I know, dude.
Digital every day.
Fucking crypto. I haven't eaten anything all morning. Janet's being a bitch. My fucking girlfriend needs to use the car. It's a goddamn nightmare. It's a goddamn nightmare. What am I supposed to do? This is why I can't use steroids. I would become that in a heartbeat.
What if it makes you normal, though, if you take steroids? Like, it cancels it out.
Oh, fuck. All right, look, we got to run. I got to run. It's been fun. You guys are the shit, man.
Hell yeah, dude. Oh, thanks, man.
You guys are awesome. Love you guys. Thanks for being here. Go support both these guys and everything that they do. We'll be back on Wednesday. Remember, come out, grab those tickets for Red Bank, New Jersey and Potsdam, PA this weekend. And we'll check you on Wednesday. Peace.
that's all, folks.